got a great crowd gathering here at Ticketstock 2015. In addition to Randy Johnson, we have the Battle of the Paddle at 6 o'clock between Mike Soroy and Rick Carlisle, the head coach of the Mavericks, brought to us by Winston Water Coolers.
That doesn't seem real.
It doesn't seem real. It's crazy. And this is one of our roundtables brought to us by Albertsons. In just a bit, Core Power will bring us the chance for you to meet Cole Beasley out here at Ticketstock and sign autographs. And the Cowboys wide receiver joins us on stage now. Afternoon. Welcome to Ticketstock, Cole.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
No problem.
So
you got a haircut?
A little bit.
You hippie?
Yeah,
look
you
at
did.
That.
Yeah.
You're a responsible adult now.
That's exactly what I'm trying to be.
Are you?
Got the new son at home.
Did Coach tell you to get your haircut?
Do what?
Did Coach tell you to get your haircut? Or he was going to kick you out the team?
You know, he probably told me more than a few times, but I never really listened to him. I did it more because I was tired of wearing a hat while I was playing basketball and I was ruining all my hats.
Okay.
All right, that's a logical reason. So you're all, like, married with a kid now and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, congratulations.
Nice job, dude.
Appreciate it.
How you like fatherhood?
How'd that happen?
Oh, it's I don't know.
But when did that happen?
I don't know how she puts up with me.
In studio with us, and this was not the case.
We got married in April. Had a baby in October.
Okay.
Man.
Yeah.
Right
so
into
he's,
it.
He's 4 months.
Wait, let's do the math there.
You don't have to do math, man. Congratulate Cole on being a dad.
Come on now, man.
Congratulate Cole on being a dad.
And congratulations on being a dad.
I appreciate
and on being
it.
A dad and on your season. You had a really nice season with this team, fourth on the team in receptions, and we were just talking about it right before you got up here. It was a great run for you. It ends in Green Bay, and Bob was still celebrating the fact that he was saying, not a catch, not a catch, and all this stuff. And we're like, Bob, I don't know. I think it was a catch. Don't tell Cole that. And he's like, oh, no, what, man? And so thanks for sitting next to Bob.
My point on that play was 11 underneath. What kind of wide open?
I didn't want to say anything.
Okay, now he says that. No, but what a...
Is that true?
Yes.
Was 11 wide open?
Let's be cool. I'll say it.
He was also single covered. But, you think it was a catch?
I think it was.
I just never saw the thing hit the ground. You guys saw the replay, I guess, at the stadium, I'm sure, afterwards. I never saw conclusively the ball hit the ground. Did you?
I don't know. I mean, it's so hard. I mean, with the way they made the rule, it's kind of... Maybe it's not a catch, but I mean, anybody who's played football, I mean, if you're just playing on the playground, it's a catch every time.
It's a dumb rule. I mean, as they said, if 50 dudes in a bar all think it's a catch, regardless of who they're pulling for, it's a catch. It's a common sense rule.
You know, Cole, the problem that I think almost everybody had with that play was the ruling, and this had to be the ruling to allow that to say that's a non-catch. That Dez was not making a football move after he caught the ball.
No.
I mean, Lord in heaven, the intelligence of a broccoli tells you he's trying to do it, making a football move.
Yeah.
Well, he changed hands, didn't he?
No, he didn't. I don't know if he changed hands, but he was reaching the ball to try to score.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know if that's not a football move or what. But.
In fact, he almost did the exact same thing against the Giants here. Like in week 7, where he did the same deal and pushed it to his left hand and reached out. And it's just a dumb rule. They need to fix that. But I don't know how, because what we learn in football is every time we watch, there's something slightly different that we don't know we've ever seen before.
Right.
You know, so I don't know how you close all the loopholes.
The only one comparable is the Calvin Johnson when he
did
it.
Which also was stupid.
Yeah,
it's like the only
other time it's happened.
Right.
Hey, Cole, let's take you back 3 years in training camp. You're an undrafted rookie free agent. You're there to make the club, and you suddenly leave for a day or two.
Right.
Can you fill us in on why? What were you thinking then?
Really, it was just a lot of new things in my life, and a lot of it was very overwhelming, dealing with a lot of things I've never had to deal with before, and then just hearing things that I already knew, but they kept like drilling it into my mind, telling me, like, if you don't make a play every day, you're not going to make it. You're going to get cut unless you make plays every day and more than one play every day. But, I mean, it's different for guys that are, you know, maybe bigger than guys that they drafted. They're going to get all the chances in the world. And then just dealing with all that and then the media and everything all together, I didn't know if that's really what I wanted to do. for a career or not. So I went home and reevaluated things and spoke with my family, and then I came back, and I'm glad I did.
It's a pretty, yeah, and Cowboy fans are too. You're an incredible story, and I look back, we were looking at players in the NFL and what they were rated coming out of high school, and I figured, well, SMU recruited you. I bet you were a three or four. You were a two-star.
Yeah.
So you've been dealing with that for a while, and it does go back to show that, man, I don't know who's making those star ratings, but that's pretty ridiculous.
No, I didn't get offered by anybody just off a highlight tape. I had to actually go to camps and then prove myself. So, I mean, I've always been proving myself from day one, really.
Really? No one offered you?
Mm-mm.
Wow. You didn't get a lot of those letters
I mean,
like
I got letters, but it was like questionnaires wanting information.
What is your height again?
Yeah, it wasn't the good letters. They
it's
were like,
being
we want you.
Sent a job application, say if you want to apply for a job,
yeah,
here it is.
That's basically what it was.
But in high school, what'd you play? Quarterback?
Yeah, that may be what hurt me, but I don't know.
So when you left camp, did you have a backup plan? Were you thinking? Okay,
yeah, what would you be doing now?
Yeah, if I don't do this, what am I going to do?
I would have went back to school, and then I would end up coaching somewhere.
How'd that work? So you left camp. What does that mean? Do you go to LAX and buy a plane ticket, or like what did that mean? You flew home on your own dime?
Well, no, not on my own dime. They flew me.
You just
home.
Said I'm
well,
leaving.
Well, Jerry told me, he was like, go home for a day,
okay,
and think about it. That's why I just went home. But so he gave me that option, and I went home. And by the time I got home in Dallas, my family was already there from San Antonio waiting on me when I got there.
Wow.
To
go back?
To yell at
yeah,
you?
Yeah, basically.
Why do you...
Yeah, what'd they say? What'd your dad say?
Did somebody meet you at the airport and say, what the hell are you doing?
No, but no, okay. I'm sure a lot of people wanted to. I got a lot on Twitter for that. But, I mean, it's not... I mean, everybody's like, you're giving up the dream, but I mean, it's, you don't know what it is until you experience it, so it's a lot different.
But it was pretty cool how the Cowboys were patient with you. Jerry told you that,
yeah,
and I remember Jason
yeah.
Garrett making a point in his press conference those couple days. He's sorting some things out, but we really want to have him here. They
yeah.
must have made you feel welcome as a coaching staff, though, to come back, right?
No, he did. I spoke to Coach Garrett on the phone the night after, and we talked and everything, and the guys gave me a lot of hard times once I got back, but I already knew that was coming, so I was already prepared for that. But I'm thankful that Jerry and Coach Garrett were behind me and let me come back, because I know they probably wouldn't do that for a lot of people, especially a free agent. So
yeah, that's the thing that jumps yeah. out. We're talking with Cole Beasley right now, but just the idea that usually if you show even a sliver of, I'm not sure I want to do this for a living, I swear most teams, most head coaches are like, get out of here. There's 10 guys who want your spot really bad. So the fact that they felt some level of compassion or connection or whatever and say, yeah. go sort your head, I wonder if in a lot of other places with a lot of other upper management or coach, if you would have got that chance, you know?
Right. I mean, a lot of it's more than just, I mean, if it was just football, I'm there 24/7,
yeah.
100% of the time.
That's
so.
What's interesting about the story.
Yeah. It's just all the stuff that was coming with it that I didn't want to deal with, and it caused a lot of unwanted stress, and I'm like, how am I supposed to be able to play dealing with all this stuff at one time? And it was kind of I kind of came out with, I did that interview, and then they were like, Cole Beasley says he's better than Wes Welker, but I wasn't even trying to say that, but they were already twisting my words up, and I just got there and then kind of blew up on me a little bit.
Stupid media.
Media.
Stupid
media. Be careful with that.
We'll
media.
Do that to you, too.
Coach Garrett, in trying to pay compliments to you late last season, and you had a wonderful run late in the season, mm-hmm. said he thinks part of your success is that people don't just look at you and think, wow, this guy's trouble. And he said you looked like a paper boy.
Right.
Have you ever been refused admittance into a stadium or someplace because people didn't believe you were an NFL player?
I haven't been refused, but I remember my rookie year when we played in Seattle, they had some fans that were yelling at me. They were asking me if I was the water boy. That was the only time I've had anything like
H2O
that.
H2O right there.
But okay, I don't blame him, though. I could see how, but...
I don't know if you heard about this nickname or not, but we were talking about on the morning show after one of your games where you had some really significant plays, and Gordon, who's kind of fake media. He's a part of the media, but you can't take him seriously. But I thought he had a pretty good analogy with you. He said you're like a squirrel that got loose in the house that the kids let in because they left the sliding glass door open, and no one can quite catch him. Would you endorse that nickname
it's
of
a little
the squirrel?
Wordy.
No, not the whole. just the nickname of the squirrel. Yeah, I'm going to be corrected on a long question by Bob. Okay, yeah, good.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks, Bob. On the back of a jersey. I mean,
but how about the squirrel for a nickname?
I don't know if having any nickname would be a bad thing. Maybe because that means at least you're known. So
right.
I don't know. Yeah. I guess I'd endorse.
So it's not a bad nickname necessarily. It's not a good one.
I'd endorse any name. I'll take what y'all give me, I guess.
Okay.
That was the coolest thing about the playoffs and the fact that Cole has arrived a little bit is that the dude from Carolina that's also trying to be long-haired, care, they said he's a lot like Cole Beasley. So if you're now 3 years into the league and they're comparing dudes to you, that's a good sign.
Yeah, you got somebody trying to be.
I haven't even seen him play, but I mean I've seen pictures of him because people send them to me on Twitter all the time, but I haven't seen him play. Does he play like me, or is he?
I mean, he's
a different
little white guy with long blonde hair.
Is he little though?
I don't think he's that little, but yes, when you see him, it does look like someone traded you on PlayStation to Carolina just a little bit.
Yeah.
Are both Dez and DeMarco going to be your teammates next year?
I'd hope so, but, I mean, you never know, so.
Has Jerry talked to you about that?
Yeah, all the time.
Got you in the middle of negotiations? Have you talked to those two dudes at all in the offseason?
No. I kind of get away in the offseason. There's not many people from the team that I even see until around April when I start going back up there. Everybody kind of just spreads out in the offseason.
What do you like to do? In addition to now being a dad, what are you doing?
Are you hunting guy?
So I'm a dad. I don't do anything but be a dad all day.
Yeah.
Besides workout, I mean, she lets me go to the gym for about 3 hours, and other than that, I'm at home.
So you work out, but you don't work out at the facility?
No, not right now. I like playing basketball, and they don't have a gym at the facility. If they had a gym at the facility, I'm all for it. But I live 45 minutes away, too, so that's also kind of...
Well, wait a minute. The new place, though, is going to be real close to you.
Yeah, that'd be a lot closer.
Have you whispered to Jerry that you'd like a gym built in the new place?
No, I haven't, but I was just hoping maybe he'd do it.
That's probably a given, right?
Hey, are you... Is your contract, you're going to be free after this coming year? Is that right?
Well, my contract's up, but I'm restricted, so... I mean, I'm...
This year, you're restricted.
Yeah.
You'd be totally free after next year.
Yeah.
So that's when you start asking for Dez money.
I don't know if I could do that. Couldn't ask for Dez money.
Just a starting point.
Yeah.
Except the franchise. If you want a franchise, maybe
I mean, I guess they could just always turn it down, you know?
Right.
For the shot.
Do you have any idea what your 40 time is or what it was like if you were at, like, pro day at SMU when they were trying to catch the attention of NFL teams?
When I did do it at the pro day, it was 4.46.
Okay.
At my pro day.
So that's good, but sometimes in a game, you'll look like the fastest guy in the field. I guess the point I'm getting to is sometimes, you know, we always, what's his 40? What's his 40? Your 40 is 4.46, but you look like you're so quick.
Yeah, the shuttle.
That's the big thing.
To me, the 20-yard shuttle is more important than the 40 playing slot.
How did you do on that?
Just good in small spaces. Well, I did bad at a pro day because we only got to do it once, and it's terrible. But
yeah.
But we always do it in the off season, and me and Dumba are always battling for the top spot in that. But I think he got me last time.
You didn't get any invite to the combine, did you?
No, I didn't get an invite to anything. No combine, no all-star
games. No all-star games or nothing.
Nothing.
But the key is, underneath, just don't get rocked.
Try not to.
You've done a nice job. That dude in Detroit got you, right?
He got me. That was the first time.
Who was that?
Kudos to that guy, Whitehead.
Yeah. That was in the playoff game, the wild card game.
It's funny, I didn't know during the game, and I was going around, I was asking them, like, all their DBs, I was like, which one of y'all hit me, man?
Oh, really?
I was like, I want to know.
Yeah, and he got roughing, right? Did he get a penalty for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, we get more and more statistics in the game. You were targeted 48 times last year during the season. For 37 receptions, that's an outrageous rate of completion of passes for quarterback wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
When do you feel Tony started to get real faith in you?
Well, my rookie year, I thought.
Really?
Did. Yeah, because, I mean, I was out there more. I mean, I wouldn't be out there if Tony didn't have faith in me. I mean, he's got a big say in a lot of who plays and stuff. I mean, he's going to get the guys out there that he feels comfortable with and guys that he wants to throw to. So
if he's not comfortable with a guy like you run out there and he's not comfortable with you, Tony does stuff like this?
Well, he wouldn't. I mean, he wouldn't just do that.
But, no, he wouldn't do that. Okay.
But he always pulled for me. There were times last year when maybe Garrett wanted to go one way, and Tony's like, I want Beasley in.
Really?
For this play. So there's, I mean, he's been behind me from the beginning, and he pulls for me a lot.
And you could tell. You could tell your route tree is grown. Like
it's starting to.
Yeah, I mean, they'll send you vertical from time to time.
Yeah.
The Chicago game, a couple others where you
right.
They're sitting on you right. at five, and
you know, and the more I get that stuff, the more it'll help me with the underneath stuff and all the stuff that I'm good at too. So I mean, even if they don't throw me the ball when I'm running them,
beautiful.
Well, we're told we got to let you go sign autographs. We appreciate you being here at Take a Stock. Congratulations on being a dad.
It's the squirrel.
And your appreciate season, it. The squirrel.
Let's get that hair back by camp.
I'll have it.
Cole Beasley. Signing autographs here today at Ticket Stock. Another awesome roundtable comes your way next here on The Ticket.